I'll begin this morning by reading a passage from the Tanisho. This is a text we've been studying lately in our Sangha, and as I read it, I'm more and more inspired by the words that we find in this text. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho onegaishimasu. It is impossible for us who are possessed of blind passions to free ourselves from birth and death through any practice, whatever. Sorrowing at this, Amida made the vow, the essential intent of which is the evil person's attainment of Buddhahood. Hence, evil persons who entrust themselves to other power are precisely the ones who possess the true cause of birth. Accordingly, he said, even the evil person is born in the Pure Land, so without question is the person who even the so Shindan Shonin said, even the good person is born in the Pure Land, so without question is the person who is evil. Good morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. Morning. It's wonderful to see you all here this morning. I apologize, my voice is a little bit scratchy. Michael promised me that if my voice gives out completely halfway through my talk, he would come up and finish it for me. So, but I think I'll make it. It's wonderful to see you here. We're in the midst of our Ohigan service, our Ohigan service month. We had this past week, we had the spring equinox came. Does anyone remember what the spring equinox is? The spring equinox, yeah, do you know, Haley?
The first day of spring.
The first day of spring, and what is kind of significant about the first day of spring, the spring equinox from a Buddhist perspective? Yes, Shindan? Or yes, Dioma? Yes, yes, Dioma. When the day and the night are equal in length, right? Anything else? Do you remember something else, Cole? That's right, when the sun sets directly in the west, right? So it's a time when we can clarify our own direction, the direction of our lives. And here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple, we reflect on our lives directed in this direction, right? And what does this space represent up here? The Pure Land, right? The Buddha's world of enlightenment. So we reflect upon our lives, our journeys through life, pointed here, pointed in this direction of the Pure Land. And we have many of those who have gone forth before us to the Pure Land who are up here. So just to the right of the Buddha, who do we have here? Who's this image here? Do you remember, Haley? Do you know? Prince Shotoku, that's right. The far right is Prince Shotoku, right? And then just to the left of him, right next to the Buddha, who do we have there? Yeah, Haley? Shindan Shonin, that's right. We have Shindan Shonin. And then on the other side of the Buddha, we have, yeah, do you remember, Dioma? Benyo Shonin, that's right. And on the far left, does anyone know who we have on the far left? There are seven people. Yeah, Haley. The seven masters of the Pure Land tradition, right? Nagarjuna, Vasubandhu, Tanluan, Daochuo, Shandao, Genshin Honen. And a couple weeks ago, we talked about Benyo Shonin. I spoke a little bit about him and his experiences. Do you remember anything about Benyo Shonin and what his life was like? Some of the things that he did? Yeah, do you remember, Cameron?
There was a statue of Shinran Shonin, and he started trying to blow it up.
They weren't trying to blow it up, but they were trying to steal it, and they were trying to destroy it. That's right. And anything else you remember about Benyo Shonin? How did he respond to that? Yes, Dioma.
He felt bad for the statue, so he was carrying the whole statue around the whole town, and he had three problems where firstly it got stuck to the tree, next it got buried in the sand.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So they had this statue of Shindan Shonin, which represented the teaching of the Nembutsu, the Buddhist teaching, that Daniel was hoping to pass on and share with others. And so that statue is very important because it expressed their commitment to this Nembutsu teaching, to the teaching of Amida Buddha's compassionate wish for all of us to live with peace and happiness. And so he had to travel from place to place, and he carried this statue with him. And he did have problems, like it got stuck in a tree one time when they were running through the woods, and they buried it in the sand once to protect it and to keep it safe. And so Daniel Shonin, he had to travel extensively. He had to run here and there. And he was chased out of the Kyoto area. There was a big war called the Onin War was starting there. And so he left, and he traveled up into the Hokuriku area of Japan, where places like Fukui Prefecture and Ishikawa Prefecture, up in that part of Japan. And he finally found a place that he thought, this would be a little bit quiet. I'll settle down here, and I'll try to reestablish my life of sharing the teachings of the Nembutsu. And that place was called Yoshizaki. And so Daniel settled there in Yoshizaki. He got very comfortable there, and he said, I'll just build a little place here, a little house for me to live in, a little priest's residence, and this will be a place where I can do my daily omaiti, and if people would like to come and join me, they're welcome. And from this little place in Yoshizaki, he would travel around and share the teaching of the Nembutsu. And what was this teaching that he was sharing? It was very simple. Yes?
You don't need all these little fancy stuff in your temple. You only need some little posters that say, "Nembutsu Buddha, Nembutsu Buddha."
Right. Only Namo Amida Butsu is essential. Namo Amida Butsu expresses the Buddha's wish to guide all beings to enlightenment, and particularly the Buddha's concern for wicked people, for people who make mistakes, and maybe even people who've done some bad things. And Daniel's teaching was that everyone was welcome. Does this sound familiar? This was the teaching of Honen, the teaching of Shindan, and this is the heart of the Buddha. The Buddha's heart wants to welcome everybody, not just the very best, the best students, the smartest, the most well-behaved, but the Buddha's heart welcomes all beings, everyone. And so some people heard this teaching and they thought, well, that doesn't sound like Buddhism. Buddhism teaches that you're supposed to be good, and the better you are, the more quickly you'll become enlightened. So there were these two different ideas. Is the Buddha's teaching that the better you are, the more quickly you'll become enlightened? Or is the most important matter in the Buddha's teaching that everyone is important, everyone is valued, regardless of what sort of mistakes or what sort of ways they've lived in the past? And so this teaching was very popular. People would hear this. They would say, this is wonderful. This is such a kind, welcoming teaching. All my life I've been told, you know, you're not good enough. You're not good enough to hear the teachings of the Buddha. You're not good enough to be saved by the Buddha's compassion. But now I finally hear a teaching that welcomes me and welcomes everyone. So more and more people started to gather at Yoshizaki. More and more people started to rejoice and celebrate this teaching of the Nembutsu shared by Daniel Shonin. Yes, Yoma? Okay, right. So it's probably, I read that and got some ideas for the Dharma talk that I'm sharing right now. So so Daniel Shonin, then he had this large community of people gathering at Yoshizaki. And at that time, there was this big war. There was a lot of conflict going on all over Japan. And some of the local people started to get caught up in this conflict. And they started to take sides in the fighting. And because so many of the local people were hearing Daniel's teachings, some of the same people who were going to Yoshizaki, who were following the Nembutsu teaching, were also getting caught up and taking sides in the fighting. Maybe one of their friends would get attacked and they would say, oh, well, I have to defend my friend. And so more and more, Daniel's community started to get dragged into this fighting, and it got to be such a problem that Daniel said, okay, we can't have all these people just coming here. If you come here, you come here for one reason. Your reason to come here is to hear the teachings, to hear the Nembutsu, and to reflect on your life as a Buddhist. You don't come here to gossip. You don't come here to get angry and talk about how you want to take revenge on other people. You don't come here to plan a fight. You only come here to hear the Nembutsu, right? And so he's tried to guide the community in the direction of the Buddha's teaching. But more and more, people are people, right? And once people start fighting and arguing, it's hard for them to let it go. Do you know anyone like that?
Like
you. That's yeah, sometimes. And that's wonderful if we can look within ourselves and say, that's me. I'm the one who holds a grudge. I'm the one who has a hard time forgiving others. I'm the one who has a hard time letting it go. And so, again, this Denyo Shonin had a big heart, so he let everyone come to the temple, but he had strict rules about why they were there. But still, more and more people from Denyo's community got dragged into this big fight. And so it got to the point where there was a group of people from Denyo's community who went and attacked the local leader, the local daimyo, the local leader of the community, and they were back and forth and they got defeated. And those who survived ran away and they came back to the temple and they said, we'd like to ask Master Denyo to help us negotiate a peace, because he's so calm and so wise. But at the time, one of Denyo's closest friends, his closest followers in the Nembutsu, had gotten caught up in this conflict, and he didn't want them to give up so easily. So he told a lie. He said, no, Denyo Shonin says you have to keep fighting. Keep fighting until you win. And so they went off and they continued fighting and the situation got worse and worse. And Denyo Shonin said, why do people keep fighting? Why is this situation getting worse and worse? And then someone told him, well, you know, Akino Denso, your good friend, when these people came and they were going to ask you to negotiate a peace, they were going to ask you to try to solve the problem and to help everyone find a way to get along, he told them that you wanted them to keep fighting. Denyo Shonin was so disappointed and so saddened by this that even though Akino Denso, even though this man was his good friend, he said, I'm sorry, but I can have nothing to do with him anymore. He can't come to this temple anymore. We can't have him around. Not because Denyo was so mad at him, but because Denyo had to send a clear message. He had to let everyone know that we can't have any more of this fighting. Still, the fighting continued, so Denyo had to escape from Yoshizaki. He had to get on a boat in the middle of the night and escape by boat. And for the next 5 years, he had to travel from place to place. And finally, he was able to settle, things calmed down, and he was able to rebuild the Honganji Temple in a place called Yamashina, just to the west of Kyoto. He rebuilt the temple, and it had been 15 years since the first Honganji Temple on the eastern side of Kyoto had been burned to the ground. So for 15 years, he had been traveling with this statue. 15 years, he had been waiting for an opportunity to reestablish the temple. So finally, through his patience, through his love of peace, he was able to rebuild this temple. And in his later days, his final days, he traveled and he said, I'm done with all of this political things. As my life, I know my life is coming towards the end. And the closer he realized he was coming to the end of the life, the more he realized his direction. As the sun was setting in his own life, he then reflected on the western direction of the setting sun, and more his mind turned to the Pure Land of the Buddha. So in his final years, he left Yamashina, and he built a temple up on the top of a big hill. The word for big hill in Japanese is Osaka. Osaka. Right. So Osaka-jo, the Osaka Palace built up around this place where Denyo first settled, or he settled at the end of his life in this place. At the time, there was nothing really there. There were other cities. There was a nice port city there, but it was at this place that Denyo, again, built a small home, small place. More and more people gathered, and this grew to be the second largest metropolis in Japan, right? Osaka, right? Comes from Denyo. But as Denyo, at the end of his life, he said, I didn't come here to enjoy the sound of the birds and the beautiful scenery and the nice trees and the flowers, which were all there. He said, I came here to live quietly and reflect upon my direction in the on the western shore, my direction in the Buddha's world of enlightenment. And as he more and more reflected on this direction, more and more his heart came to dwell in this place, dwell in this world of the Buddha's compassion, constantly saying, Namo Amida Butsu. And at this time, he realized, before I leave this world, there's something that I must do. And so he called for Akino Renso, that old friend who he had cut off all his ties from. And he said, let us mend our relationship. Let us be friends. I forgive you. We all forgive you for your mistake. Let us all together live in this heart of the Buddha's compassion. Even those who make grave mistakes are still embraced by the Buddha's compassion. And Denyo lived in this way. Forgave his friend. And 3 days after he forgave his friend passed away. And then 2 days after that, Denyo Shonin passed over to the other shore and was born in Amida Buddha's realm of peace and bliss. So as we reflect on our own journeys, we live in tumultuous times, we live in difficult times, there's a lot of conflict around us. Let us look to the example of Denyo Shonin, who always carried this heart that loved peace. He stood for his principles, he was a man of great integrity, but he was ultimately a peacemaker and a man who lived expressing this heart of the Buddha's compassion, welcoming all beings. So I thank you again for joining me here as we welcome the the spring equinox and reflect on the direction of our own lives. Let us once again hear these words of Shinran Shoni. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho o negai shimasu. It is impossible for us who are possessed of blind passions to free ourselves from birth and death through any practice whatever. Sorrowing at this, Amida made the vow, the essential intent of which is the evil person's attainment of Buddhahood. Hence, the evil person who entrusts themselves to the other power of the Buddha are precisely the ones who possess the true cause of birth. Accordingly, Shinran Shonin said, even the good person is born in the Pure Land, so without question is the person who is evil. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.